Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. Now, from the common cold to diseases such as AIDS and cholera, there are plenty of things that can make us unwell. But what actually causes these illnesses?
Well, diseases are caused by things called pathogens. These are harmful microorganisms. And it's important to remember that pathogens are not a disease. They're the things that cause the disease.
So pathogens are things like germs or bugs?
Well, people might call them germs and bugs, but actually the correct term we should use is pathogens. And the main culprits we're talking about here are viruses and bacteria.
Okay, so let's start with the bacteria. What exactly are they?
Well, they come in an absolute myriad of shapes and sizes, but one thing is constant. They are absolutely tiny. The largest are only about 10 micrometres long, so that's 10 millionths of a metre. And if you could look inside a bacterium, you'd see it's surrounded by a solid cell wall. And inside that, there's a cell membrane. And these surround the cytoplasm. That's kind of the goo inside the bacteria. And within that, you've got a single chromosome. Now, unlike our human chromosomes that are long strings, much like shoelaces, a bacterial chromosome is shaped into a single circle. And also many bacteria have flagella, and these are kind of waving strands on their surface that wave about and help the bacteria to move around the place. Now, it's important to remember that bacteria are living cells and they can multiply very quickly given the right conditions. And in fact, they can copy themselves every 20 minutes or so.
So why are they so nasty?
Well, once they're inside us, bacteria release poisons called toxins, and these are what make you feel really sick. So sometimes these can just make you feel grotty or throw up, but sometimes they can be very dangerous.
And in that case, what sorts of diseases and nasty things will we be talking about?
Well, we're talking about things like food poisoning, so salmonella is a good example, and they can also cause more serious diseases. We've got cholera, typhoid and whooping cough. And if you're not careful, bacteria can also cause gonorrhea, which is a rather nasty sexually transmitted disease.
Now, you also mentioned viruses. They're different from bacteria.
Yes, they are very different. So for a start, they're many times smaller than bacteria. They are really, really tiny. And in fact, they're among the smallest organisms that we know of. So they're not really cells either, unlike bacteria.
So what do they look like then?
Well, viruses are basically a protein coat, which is often covered with sort of chemical hooks like Velcro that help it to hang on to cells. And this coat is surrounding a single fragment of genetic material, which is either DNA or RNA.
And you mentioned that the viruses need to hang on to the cells. Why do they need to do that?
Well, viruses, unlike bacteria, can only reproduce inside a host cell. So they invade a cell and literally hijack it, causing it to make hundreds of thousands of copies of that virus. And eventually the cell's so jam-packed that it just kind of bursts open, damaging the cell. And these new viruses can then escape all over the body, through the blood, airways, and so on, and then can get out to infect new people.
Sounds very nasty. So what sorts of diseases do viruses cause then?
Well, there's things like the common cold and also influenza, which we know of as the flu, as well as diseases like measles, mumps, rubella and chickenpox. And they can also cause much more serious illnesses, such as AIDS, which is caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV.
But can't we just protect ourselves from these things by cleanliness, keeping clean?
Well, yes, keeping good personal hygiene and keeping places clean, I mean, especially hospitals, it can be a good way to reduce the risk of infection. And way back in the 19th century, this chap called Ignaz Semmelweis realised the importance of cleanliness in hospitals. But unfortunately, most people ignored him because they didn't think that you could actually get rid of these disease-causing pathogens by cleaning. And you can actually protect yourself from things like food poisoning by making sure that your food's cooked properly, especially in like meats like chicken and pork. So that would destroy the food poisoning bacteria. And also you can cut the risk of many sexually transmitted diseases by using condoms.
So that's what causes disease. And in part two, we'll find out how our bodies get rid of them.